Construction is now in full swing on Great Arrow Avenue for a brand new state-of-the-art K-5 building. Last year, plans stirred controversy when some former Tapestry leaders considered buying a former Buffalo school building on Olympic Avenue. Some parents were outraged. They said they didn't have a say and did not want to drop off children at two separate school sites. However, new school leadership and stakeholders ended those plans. Tapestry Executive Director Eric Clapper says they've listened to families.
It's very important for us to keep families together, and we have sibling preference in our lottery, so we do keep families together. If one child gets into the kindergarten lottery, then a sibling can go further up on the wait list and make sure that we keep, you know, families together. And that was definitely a voice of the parents coming forward. They wanted a K-12 campus to one unified community.
Tapestry received a tax-exempt bond to finance the $17 million project. The school is working to achieve 80 students per grade, but they need more space. Currently, more than 800 students attend Tapestry in grades K-12. The school is projecting that by the year 2020, there will be more than 1,000 students enrolled.
It's another opportunity for Tapestry to open its doors to more families and children in the city of Buffalo.
K-5 principal Jennifer Pingborn arrived in December.
One of the reasons why I'm at Tapestry is not only because of the high standards that we set, but it's also just that social emotional learning, because we know our kids in Buffalo, we need to give them what they need most, and that's love and caring, social emotional learning, trauma informed care, and none of that learning can occur at high levels until we meet their needs.
The new Tapestry building is expected to open in August of next year. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.